Blog Talk Radio.
In July.
You do.
Sleigh bells ring, candy jingling.
We're looking for diamonds, something glistening. Hey, you are listening to Love Burns, and we are live. I'm Charity Trueheart.
I'm Gwendolyn Lovequest.
And we are here on this sizzling summer day to solve all your love problems.
At least one or two.
And if we're not going to offer you a solution, we'll certainly give you enough info to get you in trouble, to get you on to your next adventure.
Yeah, and you know what? I was thinking, Chair,
mm-hmm.
we should have people write in to us on what they would like to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's
love. Current topics.
Cheating.
Yeah. We're equal opportunity
orgasm.
Offenders.
You know, things that people want to know about.
Mm-hmm. Or want to run past somebody else to, you know, to make sure if they're getting their kink on, it's in the right direction or, you know,
oh,
not.
Yeah,
we're drinking champagne today. This is new for us.
Real Chandon here.
Mm-hmm.
We ran out of Prosecco.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I went into Costco. They are selling the booze.
Really?
Yes.
You know why?
Like,
because now here it can get sold in grocery stores.
Yes. And Costco has like three aisles of booze. And they had our La Marca for like $12.99 a bottle. And right next to it, they had an Italian Prosecco for $7.47 and from Italy. And I thought, I'm going to get a couple bottles of that. Let's try that out.
How was it?
It was pretty darn good.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, when we get off the air, I'm going to Costco.
She's rushing out to Costco. I tried another Prosecco, not La Marca, and it was not as good. But then again, too, I might have been going into it with a little prejudice.
Snooty.
Yeah, a snooty attitude.
Yeah.
Because, of course, we were Santa Margarita girls until our little show fairy Jack Oliver dropped the ball.
Jack, Santa Margarita makes a Prosecco now.
Mm-hmm. He dropped the balls. I should be plural.
The balls? Does he have two? Sorry, Jack. We love you.
The legend lives.
We love you, you little wanker.
Yeah, the little wanker.
We love you. I hope you're listening today, Jack. If you are, you should call in.
You should. Our call-in number.
Is?
Where is our call-in number? Well, shoot.
911.
Our call-in number is 718-766-4123, and we will entertain your phone calls. We have no bleeping system, so if you get too blue,
we may have to, what do?
Spank them. Let's spank them.
Oh. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
So we got past 4th of July.
Yeah. 4th of July was really kind of nice. I was going up to the mountains, but then, I don't know, fate intervened, and we wound up staying home, and it was actually the best thing to happen.
Well, that's good. We love when that happens.
Yeah.
You know.
To my Highland people up there in North Carolina,
her
I love you. I love you.
Yeah. What did I do? I worked.
Did you work on the 4th of July?
I did. I worked during some fireworks. And it wasn't just the kind up in the sky, but we won't even go there. Mm. Work for me is going to slow down a bit in the next couple of weeks. So I'm really getting back to, we both are getting back to our writing. We've got things going on. We've got things ready to happen, people.
Yes.
You need to stay tuned.
Yes. And also, speaking of Facebook and fireworks, I was appalled by some jerk left his dog out on the porch. And did you see that? And lit the fireworks. And the poor dog was cowering. And 3 days later, they're now prosecuting the man.
Well, good.
They're prosecuting. The poor dog was, and it was a rescue dog to begin with.
Yeah. Well.
And you could tell he was ha, 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 closing the door and locking the dog on the porch. I hope they put a firework up your bobo.
Well, it'll be a firework, all right. And it may be attached to burn and flame, if
burn,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
horrible.
Yeah. That's
poor dog.
Terrible. You know, when human beings inflict suffering on each other, that's one thing. But when human beings, these are my groovy pants.
She got holes all over her
hands. With my lily white legs. But when they do it to innocent animals, and it, you know, it really gives me rise to consider the whole, you know, I've been on again, off again. I'm going to be a vegetarian. I'm going to be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And I don't really like meat that much. The cooked kind, but,
Now, wait a minute. Hold on now.
Whoa, grab those reins.
But you mean man meat. You like the man meat.
Shh, don't tell mama. But anyway.
Mama's got a gun.
Yeah, she does. And she's a little loaded right now. So this champagne went straight to my bad area.
I think it's a higher alcohol content.
You know, it probably is.
Than Prosecco.
Well, it probably is. And, you know, we, yeah.
We got
a head start before we got on the air, so.
Because, you know, we wanted to be entertaining.
We did.
We wanted to be entertaining
mm-hmm.
for y'all out there.
Mm-hmm.
How we doing? Got
y'all.
Any calls coming in?
Well, we've got lettuce. We've got some lettuce.
Okay.
And let's jump right in because this one, it is not autobiographical by any stretch of the imagination, but here
for
we go.
For you or me?
For
okay.
me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Dear Charity and Gwendolyn, I am a drama queen. I like turmoil and chaos as long as it leads to rescue, reconciliation, and hot makeup sex.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm alone. The problem is I'm attracted to guys who don't like drama. I like the good boys, not the bad boys, and I don't get what I need from the good boys.
She can't get him mad enough to get him to get it up, huh?
She's messed up. I'm seeing someone right now who humors me when I get crazy, thinks it's cute, pats me on the head, and tells me it will all work out. He's so centered and calm, and I find myself wanting to hurt him just to get a reaction out of him. He refuses to get tangled in my web of nonsense, and the more I misbehave, the calmer he gets. I've asked him why he sticks around and takes the abuse from me, and his answer is that he sees behind the wall of fire I put up and that he loves me.
Wow.
I've always been self-centered, and he's putting me off my game. Do I stay and let him change me, or do I destroy him and go on another mission? Signed, Searching to Destroy. Take it away, Gwenny.
What a bitch.
No kidding.
Man.
No kidding.
Does she leave a phone number?
No, but I made a few notes because,
okay,
you know,
all
a little
right.
of you is rubbing off on me.
Okay, let me hear
I
this.
Think this dude is her kryptonite.
Mm.
He's her kryptonite.
He must get to her on a love thing.
Mm-hmm.
He must have the sex control.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah.
That's why she's putting up with him.
He's the anti-romance man. He's actually very clever.
He's got her.
Yeah.
He's got her.
You know, she's acidic, he's alkaline, they're oil and vinegar. So shake it up, it stays together for a little bit.
Ah, I love that.
And it separates.
I love that. Tastes delicious on the salad.
So he may be addicted to her craziness the same way she's addicted to his goodness.
Yeah, his standoffishness. His funny story, my little brother, God rest his soul, he used to give me Indian red burns.
Yeah.
Right? You know those Indian burns? Grab your arm and put your hand. And he would say, I can make you cry. And I go, no, you can't. And he would take my arm and give me an Indian burn. It would kill me. And I would just say to him, doesn't hurt.
Yep.
Doesn't hurt. And he would go, well, I've got to do it harder. And I'm going, okay, go ahead. Try it. And I would eat it. I would just eat it. I would, like, my molars are probably why I grind my teeth in my sleep. And he would, until the day he died, he kept saying, did I ever really hurt you with the Indian burn? And I said, you were killing me. You little bastard, you were killing me. He said, why didn't you let me know? I said, because I couldn't.
Yeah, that's what he wanted.
Because then you'd have control over me.
Yeah. He maybe did you kind of a favor at an early age.
Yeah, not letting boys hurt me.
No kidding.
Too late.
You know, yeah.
Too late.
Well, you know what? I know a lot of people
I
like
went from
this.
Indian burns to rug burns.
To love burns. Woo! She's a fire. You know, I know a lot of women like this. I know men like who are drama kings.
Oh, yeah, they love it. And they love drama queens.
Uh-huh. So I think that what it is maybe... maybe we really survive better in turmoil. Maybe we like the water bubbling. We don't like it all calm. You know, surf's up, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, I've ridden the surf and I've hung 10 and I've hung 5. And when it comes down to it.
We are talking about surfing or inches. No, stop.
Oh,
I digress.
Oh, oh.
Straight to the potty humor. Okay, go ahead. And now I'm all flushed.
Maybe we should just be drinking champagne.
I'm all flushed now.
Why are you? You've got a little pink.
I am.
Okay. Now, what I mean is that there's a time and place in the playing the game where a little drama is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yep.
Not role playing or anything like that, but, you know, a little...
the dance.
The dance, you know, like the French have. What's that great dance I call it? Da 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 da. And,
oh,
he, and the man,
is it a tango? No,
it's,
not
it's
the
a
tango.
Form of the tango. But anyway, it's the dance where at one point you're not sure who's in control.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
where
he
swings her out, you know, and she grabs onto the light pole, and then she won't let go of the light pole until he finally breaks her from the light pole, and that means submission.
Right.
You know,
the give and the take.
The give and the take. Yeah, and that's a good game. That's a good game. That's a good dance to have. But as far as just being a controlling bitch and wanting to just be in control and make a man miserable, I don't like it.
I don't know. You know what? I don't like it either, but I don't tend to do that. I can be bitchy and I can be dramatic, but I don't tend to try to control men that way. If anything, I'm aloof and keeps them hunting, you know, because I acknowledge that men are hunters.
Men
you know,
are hunters.
They are.
You hunting little dogs.
Yeah. They hunt, and there's a hunting season.
Are we in it? I kind of feel like we are.
Well, you know what? We're in the worst kind of hunting season because we're in the season where we aren't leaving footprints like we used to.
Hmm.
And so now they really have to rely on their instincts.
Oh, I see. My titties are leaving prints in the sand.
Dragging nipple prints.
I'm grabbing my nip. No.
Okay, that's the visual we don't want
we're kidding.
But you know,
it's true. Our footprints are different. Women have made sure that we've changed that from suffragette on. It's true.
Well, you know what? There was a
fighting
time,
for that equality.
Well, that's it. And there was a time when it was all about getting caught for women, getting caught, getting the marriage, the good marriage,
yes,
the good. So it's not so much about that anymore. And frankly, it's not even so much about men wanting to catch. They'll catch and release.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
So when you understand that a man, is a predator and a hunter, he needs to also understand now that women have learned how to hunt.
Yeah. Well, you know, several times I've heard men say, oh, my God, you know, she's such a great catch. And he'll say, yeah, I chased her until she let me catch her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because for a lot of them, that is what it's about.
Yeah.
It's the hunting, you know. And
but what about the hunters that there are hunters that just like the hunt, and once they get it, catch and release, like
mm-hmm.
you said,
catch
it's
and
like,
release.
Oh, been there.
Oh, I think more of them are like that, especially if they've been down the marriage
mm-hmm.
highway and the
mm-hmm.
divorce,
mm-hmm.
you know, cliff. Yeah, I think a lot of them are like that. But you know what? The whole romance thing and the whole dance and all of that, I think this is just my opinion, and I know you don't share this because you are a hopeful romantic.
I'm not hopeless, but I'm hopeful.
I think it's kind of overrated, and I think if you think
what, romance?
Oh yeah, I think romance is overrated. I do. I know, look at you, you're she's sad for me.
Pass me the Kleenex.
This is how I feel personally about it, and it's not like I don't get offers.
No, this is true.
At the end of the day, when I'm in my bed with my boyfriend Buster, the cat,
B.O.B.,
yeah.
Bob, we call him.
And I've got my remote control and whatever
for the TV.
Yeah, okay. Whatever crumbs. Yeah. Woo. Gwenny, you're on your game today. What
I'm kidding.
Are you taking your hormones? What is going on?
Every day I take that HRT.
I thought that was a train line. That's stupid me. But anyway, and I've got whatever crumbs are in the bed are of my own doing, you know, if you get my drift. And I'm, like, pretty good with that. And I told you I've got skills. And
well, when it comes to
you're into the flowery part of it. You're into the lingerie and the candles and the whole, the mystery, the dance. You're into the dance.
I am into the dance.
See, I'm into the bow.
I just give me the applause and let's just get it over with. No.
I don't see it.
I want 3x at least. Mm-hmm. You know, I want definitely. Three X.
That's a good question now. And I had this conversation with my ex-husband because I told him, okay, it's time for you to start Act 3, which is what we're doing. We're starting our Act 3. So many people think it's Act 1 and that's the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Or they think Act 2, that's the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
There is an Act 3.
Yeah.
You know, and your performance skills, and it is a performance.
Are we talking sex?
We're always talking sex.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Isn't that the number after 5?
Number nine.
But I mean, it's you know, when you get to that and you know what you like, you know what you don't like, you don't need the pretense. You don't need a lot of the mockery of what romance is.
Mockery.
See?
Are you calling like candles and flirting and
it is why, it's mockery.
It's mockery.
It's mockery.
I'm going to beat your ass when you get off the air. I'm going to beat your
She's
ass.
She's going to beat me with one of her giant tapered candles, which is phallic, by the way. I don't even want to go there. But, you know, you have the misty-eyed wonder of what the dance is.
But the dance is connecting.
Do you think it is?
Yes. You must connect with your partner. If not, you know, it's sort of like turn out all the lights and put
which
a
we're recommending after a certain maturity anyway. But you know,
candlelight. I mean, guess I have three candles. I mean, it's like I'm fascinated by the holes
by
in
the
your
holes
jeans.
In my pants.
I mean, it's like there should be. Everything is fast in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is fast in our life, mm-hmm. and if you make a connection with someone. Take your time.
Yeah.
Because if you don't and you just keep going to the finale from like act one to the finale, then, you know, it's like, what has the experience been?
That is an excellent point, because I'm going to say that when I was really doing a lot of internet dating, the major complaint to me was that the women wanted a relationship in 3 days. They wanted
Whoa.
A commitment in 3 days. They wanted,
Whoa.
And you know, when you're internet dating, you've been damaged. So there has to be some kind of rehabilitation and recuperation, you know.
I
so.
Totally agree.
Well, you know, champagne does have a little bit better bubbly sound.
It does. And, you know, it's like it's kicking us a little bit harder, too.
My tongue is numb. Cheers.
My tongue is loose. So is
you
yours.
Know.
This is fun. We may have found the AA, mm-hmm. anti-AA,
yeah.
Radio show.
And we're looking for a sponsorship.
Motel.
Yeah.
alcohol.
And tickets for a discount on a rehab stay. Hey, we're
later.
Yeah.
That's the finale.
You know, I really think that you're onto something, Gwendolyn. I think Ooh. You're onto something. We've been burned so much.
Mm-hmm.
That we want to get past the pain faster. So it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'll end it before it even starts.
Oh, well, that's cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Oh, look at the scar. I mean.
You have a gorgeous nose.
You know.
And lips, might I say. maybe the champagne isn't a good idea.
No. We've gone down a different road.
Hey, my letter, because we just hit on something, internet dating.
Okay.
And this is a letter I found in our pile, our email pile, actually to you.
Uh-oh.
How did you miss this? Dear Charity, I'm directing this letter to you. I'm a widower for the past few years, and a friend has turned me on to internet dating.
Mm-mm.
It has opened my eyes up to a whole new world out there when it comes to men and women finding each other. My roots are from Ireland, and my wife was a Southern lass. I'm 67 years old and very well off. Oh, she's sitting up straight. It's like a bug just went down her pants. I've worked very hard building my own business and raising 3 sons with my wife. Her death was so sudden and left our family torn apart and grief-stricken because she was the center of our lives. She planned everything for the family. 2 sons are married, and the 3rd is out of college and has joined the business with me and his brothers. I have met a woman who is a divorcee and much more worldly than myself. We have had several dates and a few goodnight kisses. Very nice, I might add. She wants us to take a vacation alone to some tropical resort she has picked. Very pricey, I might add. She has no children and is about 50, I think. Lovely looking, but there's something that worries me. She has been online dating for some time. My oldest son thinks she's a gold digger. My youngest son thinks she's hot and I should go and have a good time. And my middle son says, bring her home and let the family check her out before I make any trips with this woman. What do you say, sweet Charity?
You hear that cricket sound? That's pretty much what the wasteland of internet dating is. First of all, if you're ready to venture out into the world of romance, you don't consult your children for a thumbs up or thumbs down. Not unless this is someone who you intend to actually bring into their lives. Okay.
Right.
I would say a woman of 50 who wants to go to a tropical resort must have her act together because she's going to be in a bathing suit chicklet. So,
whoa.
It's pricey. Well, you sound like somebody who can afford. Don't be a cheapskate now.
He is Irish.
Yeah.
The worst than that would be Scottish.
But there are the kilts, though, the kilts. But a guy that looks better in a skirt than me, that doesn't work.
Liam Neeson comes to mind.
I love the Liam, and I think he and I would be darling together. Somebody put that word out, okay? Put the word out. The internet dating life is a wasteland. I actually did research about it. I wrote a little tome about it.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I met 8 years ago are still on there. Okay, for the most part.
I think what he's referring to, he said she's been on it for a while
mm-hmm.
now, and that kind of worries him.
He should be worried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not worried in a, she might be a gold. First of all, let me tell you something, guys. That term gold digger really gets under my skin. It really gets under my skin.
Why is that, Cynthia?
I wish it could get in my wallet, but it really does. Because I think that when men have means, they automatically assume that a woman is after them because of their money.
Yeah, this is the oldest son saying, I think she's a gold digger.
Well, she's a 50-year-old woman. If it was a 30-year-old woman, I'd be saying to you, oldest son, yeah, you might have a point there. But this is a 50-year-old woman who he says has her own thing going on. You know, and she's much more worldly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying there aren't female predators. Of course there are, you know.
Yeah.
But when you get past a certain age, I would suggest this to him. Instead of investing money in an expensive trip to a tropical place, recommend a weekend someplace to a really cool, you know, mountains.
Yeah.
Or, you know. Go someplace, just say, I really don't have time for an extended trip right now. Let's take a little trip.
Okay.
And then you test the...
test the waters instead of being, like, stuck on an island with somebody.
Right, you know. And,
yeah.
And you know...
She will be wearing a bathing suit, but that's even better, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I think you're letting your children get involved, and I also think that there's a part of you that still feels like you'd be betraying...
Cheating.
...your wife.
Yeah.
And that... you know, something that even happens in divorce.
Yeah.
You know, it's not only people who lose their spouses. Any loss of a spouse creates a thin ice area, you know, and, you know, kind of a violent area too, but we won't go there.
I think that's great advice, Charity. I think a fabulous retreat. I mean, even if it's, if you like take her to Chicago or something like that and stay in a great hotel, go to New York and take her to a Broadway show. You're going to be spending that kind of money anyway, if you go
exactly.
to an island, you know, I do something exciting,
but brief
exactly.
and then get a feel for it. I'm going to share a little story with you. Years ago, I went on a cruise and it was one we did like every year for like 4 years. So we saw the same people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
was that rock and roll cruise?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a guy on there, his wife had just died. And he took her best friend on the cruise because his wife wanted him to start a relationship with this woman. You could see that it was doomed for
right.
failure.
Right.
And she was beautiful and adorable, and she was trying way too hard, and I wanted to take her
was
and say,
she loved him, do you think?
I think she was in love with the idea of him.
Okay.
You know, she was much younger.
Mm-hmm.
She had helped take care of his wife. She died, like, went very fast.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say to her, you're trying too hard. You're the transition.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to be
the
girl.
Yeah.
So don't try so hard. Back up a little bit. And guess what? The next year, when he came back, he had a different chickie with him.
Oh.
Yeah. That one didn't make the cut.
Wow.
You know, she was the rebound girl.
Right. Usually right after a divorce, that's what it is,
mm-hmm.
the rebound.
Mm-hmm. You know, and in this case, like him, he lost his spouse. And, you know, you could see that he was almost embarrassed to be showing affection for someone else.
Right.
When everyone had
known
his wife.
It's a great idea. Take her to New York. Take her to Chicago and break the vortex and make peace with your wife and enjoy another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Break through the wall.
And I'm going to go one better. If you are feeling any kind of iffy thing, do a background check on her.
Ooh, I like that.
I've done it.
That's a good idea.
I would do it. I'd do a background check on her because if it comes up loaded with red flags and bad history, then you know that this is not somebody for you.
Right.
And you can't at this point in your life think, well, that's a horrible thing because, buddy, guess what? I guarantee she checked you out.
Yes. And you know something? Listen to this girl, Charity, because she knows about the internet dating.
It's a wasteland.
It's a wasteland.
Almost drove me to be a nun. That's a lie.
That's a total lie. Sorry,
okay.
I got the microphone wet.
Here we go.
Okay.
And this one, I think you're going to have to really help this girl.
Hmm.
Okay. Dear Love Burns, I'm tired of love. I don't see what the big deal is. I don't really need the companionship, and I certainly don't need the crumbs in bed, figuratively and metaphorically.
Oh.
I have a busy, full life, and romance just gets in the way. I totally get this chick. If I go on a date, I'm already anticipating the end of said date and wondering how I can facilitate it to happen. I'm good looking, educated, and self-supporting. I just don't need anybody to fill in the blanks. Too many people keep telling me I will meet Mr. Right when I least expect it. I don't expect it at all and will probably miss the signal because I'm not looking. How do I shut up the matchmakers without giving them ammunition? This is an excellent question. Signed, single and loving it.
You wrote that letter.
You fucking wrote that letter.
Oh, I got to put money in it.
Money.
Sure. Money.
Oh, yeah. Look. Yeah. That's our world tour fund. If you we're thinking of doing a Kickstarter because with the money we've saved, we can't even get out of this state. So.
Well, that is our world.
State of confusion. All right. Go.
Oh. God, it's like she's your twin.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Maybe she's gay and she doesn't know it.
Are you asking me to address my possibly?
No, I'm not. I'm talking
confused
about
sexuality.
I don't want to see his letter. No, I'm talking about. I'm talking about. She's so closed up.
Uh-huh.
And so gosh, girl, I want to hear about what hurt you. You know, what? Why are you tired of love? I mean, what was it that completely shut you down?
I'm going to tell you what it was for me.
Okay.
A package of Twinkies.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was on a romantic weekend mm-hmm. with someone, and he was like a health nut, right? You see where this is going.
I do.
And we went to we were up in the mountains. He had bikes. We were going to bike. And I was like, I'm starving. Mm-hmm. And he got one of those sleeves of sunflower seeds.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a package of Twinkies.
Well, he didn't get a boner after that.
No,
I'm
he
sure.
didn't. No.
You're kidding.
I condemned our relationship because of monosaturated fats.
Oh my God. And chemicals.
Yeah.
And chemicals. He
yeah.
didn't want to stick his tongue in your mouth because you had eaten.
I dirtied myself with artificial. Yeah. Yeah. So
we're drinking sulfites now,
there
butter,
you go.
Motherfucker.
But there's a grape in there somewhere. Champagne grapes are, you know what, with the rate you're going, you'll be riding in first class and I'll be back in steerage. Is there such thing as steerage?
Not in the last hundred years.
That's possible. I feel sorry for her.
I don't.
I don't, because I totally get it.
Well,
I get it.
You know, come on, girls. What it's like you're all like denim and black. Yeah. Where's the pink and the lace? Where's the femininity? Where's the joie de vivre, the love of life, the love of love? Even if it's like to love a fucking dog. Oh, damn it.
And she goes, she's up in first class now. You know what?
Yeah, you're a Greyhound.
First class on the Greyhound.
No.
I'll be sitting back near the bathroom. Which I have a funny story about that, but that's off the air. Because there's certain areas in Philadelphia I can no longer go. But
it's fucking great.
It was a long time ago, far, far away. I
have one for the bathroom at a highlight, but that's okay.
Okay,
I'm talking about dogs. Yeah.
We digress.
Greyhounds. Okay.
Woof. I've reached a point in my life where I don't need romance to define me. And companionship just comes
Ooh.
With too many freaking strings.
Mm. What about a booty call? Romance can be found in a booty call.
Yeah, romance can be found at the end of my wrist. I mean, I'm like, you know, come
or the
on.
End of a rope. I mean, yeah.
I just.
No.
You know what? I need to go
you
to romance
can
rehab.
Too much. Let's start a romance rehab.
I need to go to romance rehab.
Let's start romance rehab.
Yeah. And I don't want it to be one of those things where we all sit outside and sit cross-legged naked across from each other going, no.
Oh, no, fucking no. Oh, damn it. Wait, you know, not that. I'm talking about we all sit in folding chairs in a circle, totally closed, and we all tell our worst romance story.
Well, you kind of, you
I
know.
I see a book.
Well, I've been,
I see a movie.
But wait, you know, you've been waiting for months now for my play I'm writing, and it kind of goes down that lane.
I'm waiting.
I don't want to tip it.
I have a director that's saying, bring it on.
And we are going to mount it, and I'm using that word in the very literal sense. Okay.
And I'll think of it another way.
She'll be the one holding the fan on stage.
Battery operated.
I don't have the misty-eyed optimism that you have about love.
Oh, fuck you. I'm misty-eyed.
That deserves like a handful of change.
Oh, all right, there. I put a dollar
Uh-oh.
Or something.
Something
in.
Just happened. I lost our.
It's all right. We're down here.
Okay.
That's a porno website. How
probably,
did that get up there?
Probably good thing that our view. Probably good thing we're not Skyping this show.
I don't know what the hell you did, but anyway.
Well, no, that call came in and it knocked me off.
Oh.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have happened.
Okay.
But anyway, what were we talking about?
We were talking about the fact that I just don't have
You see romance and love through a very misty-eyed optimism.
I don't. I don't see it through misty-eyed anything. I see it very clearly, and I see it as sort of an open canvas that I can paint any color I want. And if you have the right person to dance with,
mm-hmm.
to play with, and they have an artistic sense about them,
mm-hmm.
then you can create a very important and fun image.
So you are looking at a blank canvas, and I'm looking at a dried up can of paint. I'm looking at a paintbrush with no paint on it.
Or a Jackson Pollock kind of piece of shit, you know.
Which, you know what, Tourette, you didn't take your medication today, did you? Usually I'm the one.
I think I think it's Veuve Clicquot.
Chandon has loosened thine tongue to the classics.
I mean, it's you either see black or you see gray
or white.
Or white. So you have three sections, right?
Where do we want to be?
The spectrum.
Okay.
The spectrum.
All right.
You want to go from black into color into white.
Okay.
Okay? And in that spectrum, it all depends on actually what's feeding you, isn't it? It,
mm-hmm.
it depends on what is romantically and emotionally and intellectually feeding you to create color.
Okay.
Okay. And if nothing's feeding you to create color, then therefore you stay in black, gray, and white.
Oh, and I'm definitely in
gray.
No, I'm not in the gray.
Gray.
No.
Taupe.
Oh no. No. I'm colorless. I'm in the.
She doesn't see color.
Yeah. I'm in the too long toenails, prostate problems, burping, farting. I'm into the bad male sounds that just simply aren't
terrible.
I know.
I know, we got to get you. We got to get you out of the old folks home.
You got to get me off Netflix. That's what you have to do.
Oh, Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
mm-hmm.
God. If anything helps me through the night, it's like watching Hell on Wheels, you know.
Thank you.
Anson Mount. Talk about the word mount.
Woo!
For those who don't know what we're talking about, we apologize.
Yeah. Just go to Netflix and type in Hell on Wheels.
Mm.
You know, I like men.
I know you do. And they love you.
And if I were to come back, I'd prefer to come back as a man. Because I think I could have a lot bigger imprint as a man. That being said, right now for me in my life, I don't see a man taking up any of my time. I just don't see it.
That's okay. I don't really see a man taking up my time right now either. I'm married. But you know what I mean? It's like, okay, we can look to the future, and if reincarnation is something that's in the cards for us, then you will hopefully come back as a man. But right now we're here as women. And right now I think women are the most powerful species on the planet.
I agree with you there, sister. I agree with you there. And I think that women have finally come into where they realize that it's all right to say that out loud.
Oh, my God, I did, didn't I?
You did. So you've marked yourself now.
Oh, damn. Nobody's listening.
Matriarchal societies are the ones that succeed the best.
Since Greek mythology.
Thank you. You know, and I like the power of that. And I like the power of being an intellectual woman, too. I do. And we can dumb ourselves down when it appeals to the funny, flirty,
sure.
fun side.
Sure.
You know, I just frankly don't really feel like doing that right now.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to because there are no male species on the horizon that you need to cater to.
There isn't. No one's up to the challenge.
Well, I think it's a matter of timing. It's a matter of destiny. It's a matter of all that, where the stars are. It's a matter of, there are other things to do right now for us to do rather than obsess on this radio show, you know, which is so much fun. And I have a feeling that we are entertaining and helping so many people. I mean, I think back to one of the most infamous women in history was Cleopatra. She ruled the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
She changed history with her arc.
And dared to do it, fly in the face of the male hierarchy that told her, no, you can't do that.
Exactly.
You know,
she completely opened up her tabernacle.
We need to all tap into our inner Cleopatra, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
I love the idea of that. I love the idea that we can do without the asp.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't want to be bitten in the ass by an asp. No.
But
you must find joy. You must find joy and fun in the opposite sex.
And I'm missing that. I learned something today, Gwendolyn.
Wow, baby.
I've learned something about myself, and that is that I'm probably a miserable cunt.
Yes, hello, I said it.
It's a quarter
there. I got at least the use of the bathroom on the train.
Oh, my God. How many minutes do we have left for
this
show?
3 minutes and 57 seconds.
Should I read the last
letter?
I'll read the last letter. Hello, Charity and Gwendolyn. I hope your summer is good one so far. I'll get right to the point. My fiancé is having an affair with my mother. I haven't any hands-on information, but I just have a feeling.
Then it's true.
Really? I have seen him looking at her with longing. She caters to him when we are at her house. The hugging is a little too much, too long, and the kissing so close to the mouth.
Oh, no.
My father died a few years ago and got to meet and spend time with my future husband, and he approved. We were there for my mother 24/7. She has come through it, and I've asked her if she wants to marry again or travel. She is still young and in her 50s and a beautiful woman, and a woman who has enough money to do whatever she wants for the rest of her life. All she says is maybe, and dotes on my man. He adores her. I'm her only daughter, and this wedding planning is all she seems to care about. I brought the subject up with my older brother, and he thinks I'm out of my fucking mind. Maybe I am, but I tell you, ladies, there is more to it than meets the eye. How should I handle this? Signed, Paranoid Bride.
Wow. Is it possible? You know I love to play devil's advocate.
Yes, yes.
Is it possible that he looks at your mother as a mother that he doesn't have, as a parental connection that he needs? She hasn't said anything
about his family.
Mother.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I got to stop myself right
okay.
there. That was a total bunch of bullshit.
That was a bunch of crap.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a load.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going top of the line.
We're going out big tonight. What have we got? Okay, we got 1.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, go.
I think your fiance has the eyes for your mother. He's into elderly vagina, and I think you need to cut him loose, baby. That's it. That is, if you're paranoid now, that paranoia is never going to go away. You can never bring this up with him because he'll use it against you.
Mm-hmm. What if she has a power with a mother?
I think she's in a bad situation. I think she needs to break it off and move to another country.
Let her mother marry him.
Yeah, let your mother marry him.
Well, yeah, her mother's like in her 50s. I mean, that's still a young woman.
Very young. Younger by the day.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Is that a curse?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph?
Yeah, you know, for a long time I thought Jesus' last name was Mary and Joseph because that's how my father said
I know.
It. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Okay, we are running out of time. We are going to address this letter again next week.
Okay.
I want to think on this one.
All right.
Because now, Chandon is clouding my...
You are sharp as a tack, darling. We're both sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
Give me a toast.
With that, I am Charity Tumor.
I'm Gwendolyn LoveQuest. And you've been listening to...
Love Boing!
Love that.